STEM education stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, and high-tech companies want people with that type of training. Researcher Mark Murrow from the think tank Brookings Mountain West says STEM is important to the state's economic growth.
That is highly relevant to the challenges the state is facing in Reno, where you're beginning to get significant growth in new sectors like IT, logistics, and advanced manufacturing, but the workforce pipeline is thin and demand is outstripping supply.
According to Murrow, the gap between supply and demand is there because Nevada has traditionally been a tourism and gaming-based economy. Since Tesla will start hiring workers for the Gigafactory in 2016, Murrow says the state needs an immediate solution.
We're urging the state to create a challenge grant to be made available to great collaborations of industries, community colleges, workforce training intermediaries, or universities to deliver exactly the kind of workers that are needed by the economy.
Murrow recommends the state's challenge grant be for $10 to $12 million and that businesses should match that amount. He says businesses need to be involved in spurring solutions since it's in their best interest to develop the workforce they need.
In the scheme of things, a relatively modest cost and such an approach could generate problem solving in the relatively near term.
Murrow points to manufacturing programs that are already in place in Nevada, like the one at Truckee Meadows Community College, as a good model for the state to expand on. Esther Chemikili, Reno Public Radio News.